Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 16 May 2023, and so glad you're with us tonight. Our guest tonight is a gentleman that I always enjoy bringing on the program. I mean, he's always a pleasure to speak to, whether it's on the radio or on the phone in person. Matter of fact, I'm going to give him a call back tomorrow, I think, or sometime soon. Ask some questions about my health and Marcia's health on the phone, and maybe, God willing, one day I'll be able to go back down and see them at BioCare Hospital and go through another program of what I call tune-up. We're going to talk to a few minutes to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, and I certainly hope that you'll have health questions lined up for him tonight, because he's here tonight to answer questions on the phone. He'll give you a toll-free number to y'all in a little bit so you can call tomorrow or whatever and talk to him in quite a bit of depth of what he can do to help you situation. I don't care whether it's cancer, God forbid, or whatever it may be, pain in the body, whatever. I want you to feel free to call and ask questions tonight, okay? The line will be open almost immediately at 844-769-2944. I got a couple questions I want to ask for myself. And for other people that are asking me questions, to ask Dr. Rodriguez, I'll ask those questions also. But now it's open for you all tonight for any question you may have about your health, a family's health member, or whatever. I wish you'd call and ask at 844-769-2944. Don't forget, we're going to be having Bible study this weekend again, Lord willing, at 10:30 a.m. We'll be having always have prayer requests, prayer reports, and testimony time for half an hour. And then 11:30 a.m. Eastern, we get into Christian Worldview News. And from 1 to 2, I'm going to do a Bible study entitled Duty Is Ours. And folks, again, if you're squeamish, you're a little bit on the effeminate side, you men, and don't want to hear what it takes to be a man, then don't listen to that program, because it's going to ruin your day. We're going to hit some things pretty hard, pretty straight, and we're not going to compromise it. So you can join us if you like. If you want to go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream, you can watch us live. You'll see a number on the screen where you can call and talk to us if you like. We take a call and take call from an individual each hour. One call per hour per person, please. You can call and ask questions, give a prayer request. You can call and add to the news of Christian Worldview News or the Bible study, either one. And if you don't have a computer, you can listen on the phone. If you dial 339-209-5013. That's available, folks, for you to watch us live. Now, you can watch, of course, when it was recorded within a couple of days. We're on several different online feeds on Rumble and Spotify and others. They all carry these teachings. They're everywhere on the Internet. If you don't watch me, just type in the name Pastor Butch Paul or Call to Decision, whatever. You can catch hundreds of hours of Bible studies. But we hope you'll join us. That's what we're doing, because we want you to come and join us and maybe take part with us in Bible study and and share your thoughts and your ideas with us. I mean, that's what we're there for. Now, our guest, like I said, is Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez of BioCare Hospital. We were discussing right before we come on the air tonight about getting older and notice a difference in our age and maybe things slowing down a little bit, whether you like it or not. And that's, folks, that's unfortunately, there's no way to get rid of all that. At getting older, everyone's going to leave this world unless the Lord takes you out of space away. You're going to leave it by death. You're not going to live forever in this body. It's not meant to be forever in this body. But on the trip to our appointment with God, we should enjoy our life and be as healthy as possible. And, folks, the first enjoyment should be to know that Christ is in your heart, that you've been truly redeemed, born again, not by some sacraments that man gives you or some type of works that you have to go through and have to say so many prayers and count the rosary or anything else. I'm not just picking on Catholics. I'm talking about everybody. That doesn't save your soul. You're saved by grace through Christ, through faith in Jesus Christ and his word, and a conversion, a new individual is born in you. If you don't have a new birth inside you, then you're not born again, folks. You become a new creature in Christ. But that would not get, that's a whole different topic from a different time. But the key thing I've found for good health is faith, joy, and peace in your heart. No matter what your body may go through then, the health of your soul and your spirit and mind will be intact. And that's very, very important. Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
Here I am, Pastor. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You know, we go back several years now, don't we?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
We really do.
Yes, it's been some time now.
I mean, when we first started, of course, I met you through Pastor Lindsay Williams, bless his rest of his soul. I met you through him and got talking to you, and I'm so glad I did. Had the honor to come down and visit y'all a couple of times. I want to do it again sometime if y'all don't mind us coming down sometime again.
Yes, I look forward to having you here.
I loved it, and I look forward to even sometime to get to sit down and talk to you. It'll be a face-to-face. I mean, that's something I always enjoyed, and meeting the staff. And folks, we'll get the health issues in a minute, but when you go out there, you're greeted by staff that are not just paid to be there. I mean, they're making a living there, but they're there for a purpose beyond just being there to take care of your needs, so to speak. They actually care for you. You'll have a personalized doctor who will be your doctor, and they'll take you through step by step. I don't care whether you're healthy and just going down for a tune-up or whatever you may well call it. If you're going down there for another reason, you'll be surprised what they do for you down there that's never, ever done in American hospitals, that I've ever seen anyway. Never. In my lifetime. And I've told about the blood test before that, the first thing I did when I got down there, I was so amazed at that. There's things, folks, that you learn down there about you, your body, and your creator that you'll never learn at any other hospital or a healthcare facility anywhere in the United States that I've ever been to in my life. But anyway, Dr. Rodriguez, you've been doing this how many years now?
Oh, well, we opened this, actually, this building where we still are was opened in 1985. But as a group, we started working since the 70s. This is a group of people that didn't believe that a regular hospital was a good place to heal. So we decided that we needed a facility where we could control a lot of the things that we believe in. From the food you eat to the environment to your general well-being to your peace of mind, etc., in order to have you function well, recuperate, and a word that has almost completely forgotten, which is heal. That's the name of the game.
Right.
You don't want to get better. You don't want to improve. You want to heal. You want your body to come back to the way it was created. I mean, we were created in perfection, and that perfection is what you look for, what you expect.
Well, you know, you know this much more than I do, but your body was made actually to heal itself if you give it the right nutrients. You know, I have a cartoon in front of me. It shows a doctor or a professor pointing at a blackboard, and a patient. This is the first day of med school. It says the first day of med school, written on a blackboard. It says a patient cured is a customer lost. Unfortunately, that's basically true.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that, because when you really treat somebody right, number
That's
one.
That's right, yes.
Second, the next thing is very important. If you heal a patient, which is the best that can happen to a doctor, to heal somebody, you're going to look after that person from that day on. And that person is going to look for your advice from that day on. So if you truly help somebody, that person is going to be your friend and your patient for the rest of your
Absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. But you know, doctor, unfortunately, pharmaceutical companies are not in the healing business. They're in the customer business, are they not?
Yeah, that's a total different situation.
That's what this whole thing's about. They don't want to heal you. They want to have you for a customer. Come back next month, next 3 months.
Yeah,
oh, no, that, no.
That's why it's so good to have people coming, having to come back, because they need to control, or that's how they call it, degenerative disease that never gets solved. That's why most people today take a lot of medication for different reasons, because they have this, because they have the other, and then to make things worse, they have to take medication to control the side effects of the medication they're taking.
That's very true. And I want to start out with a topic that I'm hearing more and more about all the time, and it does concern, I think, a lot of people. I speak to a lot of folks whose loved ones, and not even maybe sometimes not even elderly, sometimes very young, who are having dementia problems. They're having their mind is being lost incrementally. They're even some of them even forgetting how to feed themselves and how to swallow. And all this is things that they lose over a period of time, to the point that they finally pass away from this. And I see this increasing in this country, and I guess around the world, but I see it a lot in America. And I see it in people that, again, are sometimes as young as in their 40s and 50s, and they're losing this. What is causing all this dementia all of a sudden?
Okay, let me tell you first that it is not an impression or a feeling that you have. This is an absolute truth. We're seeing more and more of these conditions, and we're seeing it more serious than before. Dementia and mental illnesses were, well, yes, they existed, but not in the huge numbers that we have them today. Just to give you an idea, Alzheimer's used to be a very odd disease. Not everybody knew it, but now we all talk about it. Not only talk about it, but it is the sixth cause of death in the United States. And it's the first and most important mental illness today. So something is happening. And what's happening is the lack of care, lack of attention we give to our bodies. And the problem begins very early in life. What worries me, and this is my concern, and this is the message to our listeners, the problem is that these problems begin early in life. What do I mean by early? When you're a teenager, for example. And the problem is, when you're a teenager, you're under the care of your parents, of your grandparents, of your teachers, of people that are supposed to care for you and take good care of you. And that is not happening. We just throw food at children, whatever they want, and soda pop and pizzas and lots of meat and lots of fat and lots of sugar. And that's how we're feeding our children. And I have been talking lately about that. What are we feeding our children? Used to be a very important part of everybody's day. You remember probably the days when your mother or your grandmother were talking about how to feed the children, how to raise your family.
Right.
We don't do that anymore. We don't care. As long as they're full, we don't care what they're putting in their tummies. And what happens is that we have a chronic inflammation, very subtle, very little, that is goes on and on and on for years. And what we are developing is that grow with built-in problems from early in life. So as they grow older, not only mental disease, but we're looking at a growing number of all sorts of degenerative diseases that are connected, like obesity, like diabetes, high blood pressure, heart and vascular disease, and of course, mental diseases. All of them are interconnected. How? Because all of them are based on chronic systemic inflammation. And that comes basically from two sources. One, what we eat. Second, how active physically we are in our lives. And the two things, if you think, you don't have to go too far to realize that we are giving very little time to physical activity, very little interest to physical activity. We're not doing what we should be doing. That's a big problem. We just let our children to sit down in front of a TV. Now it's worse because of these, all these gadgets that we have, the tablet, the cell phone, the everything. They don't have to move.
No, they don't have to move
to do anything.
I'll ask a question, and this is in my own personal observation. I try to go to the gym 3 days a week, try to work out. And some days I really don't feel like it, but I go because when I get out of there, I feel better. I actually feel an uplift. And it seems like I'm sharper and I feel more content and happy when I do work out.
Which is absolutely true. Because as you work out, you're going to be creating a lot of hormonal products that are for well-being. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel better. Not only feel better, but that good feeling reflects that your body is functioning better, that it's doing important things. Let me give you just a couple of observations that are very, very simple. And you don't have to believe it. You can go to a butcher's shop and take a look at what they sell. When you think of a human body, when you think of all those situations, all you have to do is realize that two-thirds of our body weight is muscle. When you go to the butcher shop, you see everything is meat. You see that animal is a lot of meat, and the other organs are the minority of the body weight. Most of us, we are meat. Our legs, our buttocks, our back, our chest, our arms, all we are surrounded, filled with muscle. Now, if muscle is our largest by weight organ, anything that happens to the muscle from the metabolic point of view is going to affect the rest of the body. So if we don't take care of our body, of our physical activity, which is moving the muscles, turning them in what they are a moving machine. They were created to move. They were created to lift weights. They were created to jump and to all of these functions. And what we're doing today is we hardly move. We get out of bed. We jump in a car, we sit on a desk the whole day, then we go back home, watch TV, and then we go to bed. Physical activity is not there. We don't pick up a bucket to take it from one place to the other. We don't have to take any logs to any place. We don't even wash clothes by hand anymore. Our physical activity level has gone very low and low and low. And the problem is worse because not only we have much less physical activity, but we actually eat more than what we used to eat in caloric figures. So we have a lot of food for the movement, for the physical activity that we develop. All that reflects in metabolic problems of high sugar levels, of insulin resistance, because because there's a point where we have so much sugar in the blood that the cells say, I don't want any more. They shut sugar off. And how do they do that? They do that by erasing the sensitivity to insulin. So we become insulin resistant, which is the beginning of diabetes, is the beginning of a lot of things. So our sugar levels start going up in the blood, and then the brain tells the pancreas, hey, we have a lot of sugar, you need more insulin. And we start producing more and more insulin until the pancreas gets exhausted and it cannot produce any more insulin. And then you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you, you are diabetic. But the whole beginning was because we overwhelm the metabolic functions of our body. That
well,
once again,
But this, what you're saying really makes a lot of sense, but all this can tie into dementia also? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. And why? Because when you have these sugar levels, sugar doesn't travel in the blood just like sugar. It ties to certain proteins, and that is called a glycoprotein. From glucose and protein. Those glycoproteins are perceived in the brain particularly, but in the whole body, as a foreign substance, particularly when it gets to certain levels. If we have a lot of these glycoproteins in circulation, more than what we can handle, then what is going to happen is that our body interprets this as a foreign thing, as a problem thing, and starts creating antibodies against it. We have an autoimmune reaction to this. And that is what is begins to be seen as the origin of brain function, Alzheimer's, and so on. The compounded factors are that people under those circumstances have less blood flow, have less heart strength. So remember that life is the blood. If we reduce the flow of blood throughout the body, we begin to be sick. And the brain is very sensitive because the brain is lives on a very high demand of oxygen. So if for any reason we stop sending the amount of blood and the amount of oxygen that the brain requires, then things start going down. And then you can go and have, for example, an MRI and discover that your brain begins to shrink or begins to produce abnormal substances. And then that's the beginning of losing your brain activity.
So what it boils down to is an inactive lifestyle in today's society is probably one of the biggest reasons why we see dementia problems.
Yeah. If I could have two things, give me just two things. Let me plan the American diet better, particularly from young age. And second, let me continue with the type of physical activity we used to have only when you are and I were children. I'm not asking you to go back and chop the woods and do the logs, but we used to have a lot of physical activity. You play. We used to play outside.
Yes.
Because we didn't have a phone, we didn't have a screen, we didn't have. When I was a kid, we didn't even have television.
Yeah, I remember
that. Television didn't broadcast 24 hours. I remember that television, where I grew up, started broadcasting at 4 o'clock p.m. and canceled everything at 11.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no way you could go throughout the whole night watching TV. So all that is giving a big toll to health because our bodies have not adapted in this last 50 years to a complete new situation, and we do not understand. We see simply do not understand that if we do less exercise, we should eat less food. Simple as that. I'm not saying that you have to count all the calories or anything like that, but we have to be, we have to keep a caloric balance. How much calories are you spending? How much calories are you bringing in? Because if you bring a lot of calories and you're not going to use them, they're going to go to the to your tummy. They're going to go to your waistline. Not only that, but they are going to begin reflecting on metabolic problems that are going to cause disease. Inequivocal. It's a direct connection between the two factors. How much we eat, how many calories we eat, what sort of food we eat, how healthy we are. And the other big part of the balance in trying to keep a caloric balance is how much we do. Because physical activity, again, reflects the metabolic activity of two-thirds of our body weight. That's a lot.
Wow. So, and I noticed too that, and I've seen this in my own life, I had to overcome this, that when I'm idle, I'm doing nothing, maybe I'm watching a movie or something on TV or something like that I get to do once in a while, or I'm even sitting at a computer doing work or whatever, I want to munch on something. I just want to, you know, want to munch on something. That's just the way it is. And then before you know it, you're putting weight on, eating junk food, don't even realize what you're doing because you're munching while you're thinking and working something else. And I had to break my habit. I had to break a habit, Dr. Rodriguez. I had a habit of that, and I had to break that. And I haven't lost a lot of weight, but I know that I put on more muscle weight. My BMI is normal now, where it was quite a bit high, pretty high when I started in the gym over 3 years ago. But my BMI is down to normal. I'm still the same weight, but the trainer says that's okay because it's now muscle weight. It's no longer just body fat. But I want to ask this question, too. We're going to have to go to break in about a minute. But, folks, we're going to take a phone call. I'm waiting for you to call at 844-769-2944. Our diets are full of all kinds of chemicals and different things, but heavy metals. And we do know for a fact that they're spraying aluminum and barium and things in the chemtrails in the sky. How much, and it's getting into a water supply, we're breathing every day. How much does that affect people's situations with Alzheimer's?
Well, a lot. A lot. It's considered that heavy metal pollution in our brain is one of the main causes for these problems. So, and yes, you said it. It's the chemical pollution in our food supply, in water sources, and the air we breathe, etc. It's becoming a really serious problem.
Yes,
it affects everything. It affects the way we live, the way we function, because these metals produce a lot of side effects on our metabolic chains. So we cannot just survive that very simple.
Hang on to the break, please. Folks, back at the break with your question. If you have any questions, and if you do, and by the way, you can call tonight. It won't count against you. It won't count against your one-time call this week because this is a different program. This is for you to call in, to ask questions about your health. So call tonight if you want to at 844-769-2944. We want to hear from you.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSG. Give the man a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we're back. The phone line's open, 844-769-2944. And I know everybody out there knows somebody suffering with dementia problems. We all know somebody that's got that problem. I don't care who it may be. Mom and dad, aunts and uncles or neighbors, you know somebody. Any questions along this line tonight, you call and ask any other question with health care. We really don't care what you want to talk about because we're here to answer all the questions we can. And Dr. Rodriguez will counsel you for free on the air and at his office on the phone at a toll-free number. I don't know if any other doctors do that, folks. We'll take time out of his day. And believe me, this man's busy. I've been down there. He's busy. Take time out of his day for a half hour, an hour, sit on the phone, talk to you, and try to help you understand some things. But the biggest thing I can say, folks, my personal life of trying to take care of my body, for the glory of God, listen, the body, if you're born again, is a temple of the Holy Ghost. You're not to do anything intentionally to harm it, okay? If you do, you're sinning against God. That's a fact. We're to take care of it as best we can because it's a temple he gave us for the Holy Spirit to live in. And I haven't, for years, I didn't know a lot of things. I did things I shouldn't have done, and I'm paying for it now. But I'll be 75 years old in September, and I'm still able to get up and move, and I can go to the gym, and I can do things, not like I used to. I'm not 25 any longer. I know that. But I'm still able to do these things. My mind still is halfway sharp from time to time anyway. I'm able to study, understand this truth in God's Word. But we want you to be healthy also because that's part of being a minister. No matter, I don't care, I'm a pastor. I try to take care of spiritual needs. I also try to teach history and prophecy and all the other things. But also, we're interested in how you are physically because no matter how much you love the Lord, folks, if you're physically sick, sometimes it's hard to get around and do what you want to do. And that's what we're trying to offer tonight, some little bit of help with that. If you have any questions about anything else, other than dementia, please feel free to call at 844-769-2944. Dr. Rodriguez, we're going to change topics a minute. But I got the key answer to dementia. We all know it's food pollution and air pollution, but we also know it's lack of exercise, and that's one of the key things. I realize that now. And the, all the junk food we eat, too, that clogs up everything in our head and the body. But energy-wise, I do know there are days that I really get out of bed and I feel like doing about everything. And other days, it seems like I got to force myself to get up and do something. Could that be iron-poured blood, perhaps, or what could cause that?
If it goes on and off, in other words, the low iron, for example, it is going to be permanent. You're going to feel low morning or evening or whatever, and every day. When it goes like on and off and that type of thing, can be different things. Can be hormonal, can be circulatory. You can check your heart. You can check with your doctor and see if your heart is in very good shape. But in a way, I think it is normal. And it's something that we have to understand, and I many times ask my patients to do that. I say, if you don't feel like doing things one day, it's probably normal, and what you should do is say, okay, I'll take it easy. Give myself the chance of rest and recovery. One thing we have to learn to do is to take a leisurely weekend. And by that I mean a weekend where you're planning nothing, where you're going nowhere, when you're not going to do any big thing. Just take a little time for yourself.
I guess the Bible called that the Sabbath. That's a good,
that's
good
it.
Point.
That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
And actually, now that you mentioned the Bible, because we're talking about that we should eat well, that we should exercise, that we should do that. I mean, and you say, is it very complicated? You're talking about a lot of things. And I always say, why don't you open up your Bible and, for example, read Leviticus? And you're going to see a lot of rules that should really be a guide for everyone. What we should eat, how we should eat, how we should take care of our families, etc. So it is very important that we learned that the way we were built, it's in a way according to the world that God gave us. And what we have to do is we have to put those things together and be careful. And the same with Shabbat. It's not just because. It is because it's good for you to take a day off, but by that I mean off. You're not going to use your phone. You're not going to use your anything. Just be a little bit with yourself, a little bit of solitude, a little bit of time to think, time to watch, time to see your the trees, your town, listen
yeah,
to birds.
And talk to your Savior. Talk to Christ. Learn about Him.
Exactly.
You know, and folks, Christ said the Sabbath, man was not made for the Sabbath, but Sabbath for the man. I mean, it's for our benefit. Yes, I do keep Saturday Sabbath. I do that, and I'm not perfect at it, but I do. And I do know that that people, I'm not going to say that eating a piece of pork will send you to hell. I'm not going to say that at all, but I will say this. It's not healthy for you. Dr. Rodriguez has been much more informed than I am, but a pig's system is a lot like human systems, and the pig gets the same kind of disease we do. And that's beside, we're eating things that are not good for the body. I'm not saying it's going to take you anywhere that you shouldn't be going, but it's not healthy, and therefore I try to avoid those things because I know it's not healthy. And as I get older, I appreciate more and more that I have tried to pay attention to that because it's actually made a difference in how I feel. But anyway, Doc, go ahead. We'll take a phone call just in a minute. I would hang on there a second. Tom, we'll get right with you. Go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez.
So, what we're saying is that the more you take care of yourself, the more your body is going to take care of you. The more your body is going to perform everything you want it to do. But if we don't give the body the chance or the nutrition, or the relaxation, or the sleep time, or the avoidance of toxic things like cigarette and alcohol, then it's only natural that you will not feel well very soon in your life. And I tell many people, you know, time passes, believe it or not, and we get older. And as we get older, then is when we really appreciate how good care you took of your body.
True.
If you
true.
Were very careful, then you know that I'm 75, I'm 80 years old, I can go to places, I can still do a lot of things for myself. I don't depend on anybody. I actually can help a lot of people, and that's the important thing, because for many people, being 50 or 60. Means kind of an old age, and we don't want to be in that situation. We want to be enjoying life the longer the best, and that's exactly what all this thing is about. But learn to listen to your body and give your body the best you can give it. That's why when I talk to people and I say, for example, about organic food, and they say, "Doctor, but that's more expensive." My answer is always the same. I say, yes, it's more expensive, but that's what your body needs, one. Second, when it comes to the cash register, you might be spending the same amount because you're going to eat less food. We all can afford to eat less than what we're presently eating. So why not choose better quality of food, less amount of food? And that way, you have your equation solved. You keep using the same amount of money, but you're giving your body much better conditions to develop and to function.
Good point.
There are studies that are beginning to show that people that prefer organic food over standard food tend to have a lot less visits to the doctor and less degenerative disease. So it's beginning to show statistically that it pays to do that. It really pays to be very careful with that and just be healthy.
Amen. Well, you know, I'll verify something on that, then we'll get to the phone call. But I'm still blessed locally to be able to purchase fresh raw milk, fresh eggs, fresh butter, and I do raise my own beef, and I do put a couple deer in the freezer a year for venison because I like deer meat, and I try to live as close as I can to what God has made, and it's sometimes I can't always stick. I don't watch always in the store brands, but I try to stay close to what I can to what God's given us naturally. As you said, apples don't have ingredients listed on them; it's an apple. I mean, these are things that we have to understand, folks. If it's got about 30 ingredients, probably it's not good for you because your body's not made to digest those ingredients. So stick to nature as best you can, and raw milk is good for you. Fresh butter is good for you. Try to stick to that. I mean, if you can get fresh beef off a farmer or fresh produce, do that. We do try to raise a little garden here. I do love fresh tomatoes, and I love jalapeno peppers. I love jalapeno peppers. I put those in eggs. I put my beans and everything. I like them. And I know they're good for me. Some people, they simply set them on fire, but they just taste good to me. So these things are natural and good for you. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, go on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. Thank you. Dr. Rodriguez, some people get in trouble talking about this subject, so if I'm going to blindside you with something, but if you can't talk about it, just don't. But what's your position on the vaccines and the potential damage that's happening because of these so-called vaccines?
Not that I don't want to touch on that, but it really worries me that vaccines have very little chance to be tested.
Yes.
Some vaccines, like, for example, smallpox, which is actually not a vaccine but another disease, they have had a long time, many years, and there is nobody that can blame smallpox vaccine for any sort of damage. But the vaccines that we're getting lately, we get so many. That's the first thing that worries me. If you look at the list of vaccines that you should have, particularly if you're a child, I'm glad that I didn't have that many. But children today get a lot of them. You go to a pediatrician, yes, and if you look at the list, and you really wonder if it's really smart to do that. That's number one. So, but in certain diseases, like the one that we just went through, I wonder, well, am I going to really be saving lives, or am I going to be risking any other thing?
And I will add this, Doctor. I think the truth's coming out now that a lot of people are dying because of that so-called vaccine. It's really, it wasn't a vaccine at all. And they missed not a vaccine. So I really think that was I'm just sharing what I've learned from it. I think it was a con job. A lot of people got rich off of it, is what I'm thinking. Go ahead, Dr. Rodriguez.
Yeah, the big problem.
Well, before you do that, Dr. Rodriguez, if I can piggyback up off of what Pastor Butch just said, my real question was, are you seeing vaccine damage, and are you coming, or are you finding anything that can actually help?
Well, I'm not looking at vaccine damage so far, but remember that we're a rather small hospital that does not specialize in emergency care or anything like that, like a general hospital should be. So I'm not a good person to ask that question. For what I have seen, I have not seen any damage so far. But I'm absolutely conscious that this vaccine has had no time to prove itself, no time to be tested. So I think we're going to know in few years what's going to be the end of this story.
And the sad part is it may be too late for millions of people, and that's the sad part. Tommy, anything else you want to ask?
No, and I'm sorry to throw your guest off guard, but I wanted to get his opinion.
That's what we're here for. I mean, Dr. Rodriguez will give you an honest answer. From what he knows, he will tell you the truth, and I know that'd be a fact.
Amari is
being straightforward. I really do. And thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
All righty. Let's go next to Greg right here in West Virginia. Greg, come on in. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
Hello. Oh, yes. I have a question for the good doctor. A long time ago, a doctor told me that modern humans do not consume near the amount of animal-derived collagen that our ancestors did. So I began taking collagen, beef collagen, chicken collagen, and eggshell membrane collagen. It comes all mixed in a powder. I've been taking about 3 teaspoons of that, pretty good-sized teaspoons of that per day for a long time now, and I really think it helps. Could I get the doctor's opinion on taking collagen?
Good question.
It's a very good question. You're absolutely right. We do not eat, by any means, the amount of animal collagen that we should eat. Why? Because, as my mother used to tell me, well, son, you really need a special cow to feed you because you don't want any tendons, you don't want any ligaments, you don't want anything in your meat. You just want the lean stuff. And that is not good for humans because a lot of the good part of the nutrition came from collagen. And collagen is in all these white little things that are with the ligaments, with the tendons, with everything. And we don't need them. And not only that, but when you make a chicken soup, for example, they use skinned, boned,
type of
chicken. So what you have is only the muscle, but the collagen is in the bone. So if you're going to make chicken soup, you have to use the whole animal, even if you're not going to eat those parts, even if you're not going to eat the feet or the neck, which are very rich in collagen, you have to cook it all and cook it, simmer it. So it is going to be in the heat for a long period of time. I'm talking about the 3 to 4 hours, because then that collagen is going to go into the broth. What we do today has absolutely no collagen. And as that, as simple as the chicken soup example, I could give you a million examples, but we like only the lean part of the beef. We clean it and so on. And we used to eat a lot of things when we used to chew on the bones and take all those things that are stuck to the bone and eat them. We don't do that. So you're doing the right thing. I commend you for taking your collagen. Keep doing it, and I'm sure it makes you feel better.
Okay.
Yes, I can really tell it when I stop taking it.
And Greg, why are you feeling different? What's your improvements been?
I just believe it probably prolongs the effects of aging, on natural effects of aging. And I did a little research on it, and I found that every cell in the body uses collagen.
That's true.
Do you agree with that, doctor?
Every single part of our body has a collagen, because collagen is the rebar that keeps our body together. It is a very important part of the structure of the whole body. No matter what, could be the liver, could be the heart, could be the muscle, could be the bone, could be your eyes, everything has collagen. Probably the brain is the one that uses the least, but the whole structure of the body is based on collagen.
Joints also, joints also benefit, right? Your joints in your body?
Yes.
They're very rich in collagen. But once again, when you look at people cooking, they always take the lean parts, like a breast of chicken, bone and skin.
But that's what the health officials today say. The news says don't eat fat. Well, fat's essential for your body. Cholesterol is essential for your brain. But they say don't eat this; it's bad for you.
Yeah, you have to eat what God provided you. And God provided us with whole chicken, with whole milk, with everything. Now, another part of the problem is that many times the animals that the food industry is giving us were mistreated and were misfed. That's why we have to look for grass-fed animals, free-roaming, cage-free. In other words, you want a healthy animal to provide your food.
Good points. Anything else, Greg?
Would the doctor recommend, and I also take a collagen supplement vitamin along with the collagen every day, I assume that it probably aids the collagen and somehow with the body, or would it be maybe useless to take a vitamin collagen supplement along with the collagen powder?
Let me tell you something that I truly believe. I don't think there's any mistake ever in taking a vitamin. And yes, vitamins can help a lot of functions and can help a lot of things happen. And nothing works without vitamins. We need them. And if you take a bit more, it's going to be always better than a bit less.
Okay. What part of the state? Tell me, Greg, what part of the state are you from? Where you live in West Virginia?
I moved here about 20 years ago when I inherited some property. I live near Panther State Forest in McDowell County.
Ah, okay, then southern part of state. Okay, all right.
I'm a ham radio operator. I knew Jim, the fellow that you used to speak with quite often on your program.
So. Yes, oh yes, yeah, I miss him. Yeah, I do.
Anyway, I'm getting off topic here, but I thank you, and I really appreciate the information and the confirmation that I'm going to keep taking collagen and the collagen supplement vitamin. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for the call. Very good questions. Folks, you got about 3 or 4 minutes left. If you want to call, please do. 844-769-2944. You know, I've read and I heard a lot about collagen. I think I'm going to have to look into that myself and maybe find the powder that Greg's using and get some for myself. I do take a teaspoonful of vitamin C every morning and a teaspoonful of baking soda, mix it in about 8 ounces of water and drink that. I take a shot of olive oil every morning, along with some other things, too. So all those are good, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. An ounce of olive oil a day, it's absolutely great. No matter what your age, no matter what your health condition, no matter what problem you're trying to fight, an ounce of olive oil a day is a great thing to do.
Well, you're the one taught me that. You really are. So I give you credit for that all the way. And Dr. Carrie Madej got me started on a powdered vitamin C. I take a teaspoonful in the morning along with it. I mix in some baking soda with it. That she said that does some really good things for your body. Also, I do it every morning and 8 ounces of water. And I have to say that I've had a couple of sniffles, but I've been taking it about 2.5 years now, and I haven't been sick with anything serious since then. Vitamin C is a great source for a lot of situations, is it not?
Yes, absolutely.
And I try to get vitamin D out of the sunshine. I take vitamin D. Matter of fact, my blood was tested for vitamin D. You know that some months ago, and that vitamin D level was good in my body. So I do try, Dr. Rodriguez. I truly do. And, folks, we want y'all to consider these things. None of us listening to this program, I know, are wealthy. I know that. I know we're all, by the grace of God, eating every day probably, but we're not wealthy. So we got to watch how we do things. But I will say this. In my mind, it's cheaper to take a good supplement and take care of your body than just go see a doctor. Seeing doctors is not inexpensive at all. Dr. Rodriguez, we're down with the last minute and a half. What do you want to say in closing?
Well, I want to say to everyone that we want them healthy. And I think you just made an excellent summary. If you spend a little bit of your time and your money in making sure your body works well, you're going to be saving a lot of money in doctors, laboratory testing, and lost time, because you have to go to appointments. And also, because you're going to keep your biggest asset, by far, everyone's biggest asset is yourself, because you're the one that's the bread and butter bringer, because you are the one that helps the whole family, because you're the one that works, because you're the one that produces, you're the glue that keeps the family together. So if you make sure that you continue to be healthy, my God, you're doing it very, very well.
And folks, write down his phone number. I want you to call tomorrow. If you have any questions, Dr. Rodriguez, you call and ask to speak to him. Tell him that Pastor Butch sent you down, and order the free package. You get a free DVD and information about BioCare Hospital. It's free. Just ask for it. Call this toll-free number, 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. Talk to Dr. Rodriguez. Order the packet. Dr. Rodriguez, thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'll be in touch, okay?
Thank you much. Okay.
God bless my brother. Folks, we love you, and I'll see you tomorrow night. Have a great night. And do call that number and get the information, please. And talk to Dr. Rodriguez about your questions. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.